Well, Steve, I've mentioned a huge sense of relief at the end there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it would have been unjust for me if we hadn't got something out of the game. You know, we've had a blatant penalty in the first half, and we all know how important you score first in the championship. You win 80% of the games. That's the fact. Gives us a wonderful opportunity. Unfortunately, a referee didn't see it that like everybody else did. Blatant penalty, but thankfully we stuck at it, and that's again we've scored late on again. So there's a bit of resilience. You know, there's a. You know, Tammy is going to be a very, very good player for us. He'd be a bit disappointed tonight that he hasn't got a couple of goals. And when it rolled that one to the edge of the box, I think we were all, it's a goal. So, you know, as I keep saying, Mark, you know, we've lost half the team that got us to the playoff final. And the new lads will take time to adjust into a system and find a way. And that takes a bit of time. I only just assembled the squad 10 days ago. So, you know, I understand frustrations. I understand them totally, because that's where Aston Villa. And but eventually, as I keep saying, we will get better as long as the season goes on. And we must just stay together and believe that. And I'm convinced of what we've got. And we will keep improving.
And I guess, it's the case, like you say, settling into things. In two games in a week, well, a couple of days now, gives you a chance to get players out there on the pitch. And
yeah, at home. We've got a couple of big home games. Let's enjoy it. Let's go and enjoy the challenge. You know, it's all part and parcel of being a club like ours. Let's enjoy the challenge. You know, we've lost once in seven games. And, of course, there's this crisis swirling.
Yeah.
And I spoke about that on Friday. You know, we win on Tuesday and win Saturday. We're back in the picture and we're capable of doing that, so that's for sure.
Do you think you'll ever deal with the fans that don't want you as the manager of Aston Villa Football Club, whatever you do?
Look, I'll let other people judge me. You know, I've been in the Championship. Out the 7 years, out the last 15, I've been seven of us in being the Championship. I've been promoted four times and nearly got there last year. I took over Aston Villa when they were bottom of the Championship, second bottom. So I really don't have to defend myself. I understand that frustration, because it's always change. And we've got to stop the change. If the club's ever going to be successful, you know, then we've got to stop this change of players, squads, managers, coaches, because it becomes endless. And as I said, the frustrations of the summer are, you know, was to keep a hold of the squad that I had, and we couldn't. It was quite simple. So again, you have to then not do any work for 5-6 weeks. I'm not looking for excuses, but it has been difficult, and they've got to give time. Now, whether the supporters don't want to give me the time, I can understand their frustration, because I keep saying this, we're Aston Villa.
And you know you've got to deliver the results coming up. And there were little fits and starts in there with the players that you've got coming in. And I presume if everything goes well, those fits and starts will turn into 20 minutes, into 30 minutes, etc.
Of course. I mean, Tammy, that's his first competitive game of the season. I thought he did fantastically well. It was good to see Bolasie get 20 minutes. You know, Conor Hourihan can find himself so unlucky, but the former John McGinn has given us then another something to us. So, you know, we will get better. But as I said, when you ask the question, will I ever win them over? Who knows?